Jill Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hello.
Well, April showers are supposed to bring May flowers. What else is taking over as we move into spring?
Okay. Yeah, and you just can't hold spring back.
Oh, no. You've mentioned that before. Yeah. It will come no matter what.
Yeah. It will come, and snow may come, and all sorts of things may happen that don't seem spring-like at all, but spring is definitely here. It is having its way with us, whether it always seems that way or not. It's happening. So one of the clues, even during those periods when we haven't been having the showers and mm-hmm. things that we might normally expect, one big clue is that there's really water moving everywhere. It's hard, despite the fact that we haven't had any major significant rains in quite a while. The ice on, my understanding is, I looked, checked, and just about all the ice across all that existed anywhere in Lake Superior is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we didn't really have any here.
No,
speak
we
of.
Didn't.
But in other parts of the lake, they did, and that's pretty much gone. And our local inland lake ice is degrading.
In various degrees, yeah.
To varying degrees. And again, rain is something that tends to accelerate that process. So, if we have some rains and continuing warm temperatures, then we'll, see a speed up to that. But right now, it kind of seems to me like, it's going to be kind of on the early side compared to some years anyway. I've heard one spring peeper all by itself calling briefly in the woods. So it hadn't moved moved out into the wetlands yet. But it was getting a start, but that's the only one. Have you heard any frogs yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I spoke to my son who lives down near Mille Lacs, and they've had it for several weeks, actually.
Yeah. Things aren't quite right yet. And again, this is just my, take on it. I think, that once we have some spring rain, where it's kind of warm and the rain comes, that's often, I think, a big trigger for the frogs of different kinds to get excited about calling. And especially the ones that are breeding in the actual ponds in the forest, these ephemeral, temporal ponds in particular, it takes that dose of warmer spring rain to really boost the temps a little bit.
Yeah.
And, make it a little bit more appealing. There's hazel are blooming, and alders are blooming, some of our earliest shrubs the earliest shrubs to bloom, along with the willows, which have been mm-hmm. inching their way and becoming more and more prevalent. I've seen spring beauty leaves poking up through the leaf litter. Things will start happening really fast. I picture us as being just on the brink of pushing a big snowball off a steep slope. There have been some at our place. There's been one night so far of really obvious wave of bird migrants. Mm-hmm. The night of April 8th, Saturday into Sunday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, when I was out in the morning, it was there were the birds that have been around kind of all winter. There were, I think, three juncos that I could see right from, white as I stepped out. The next morning, I opened the door and I stepped out and I felt like I'd gone to another planet. There were literally hundreds of juncos in the yard, a lot of them calling and singing back and forth. Mm-hmm. Fox sparrows, mm-hmm. Swamp sparrows, golden crown kinglets, multiple winter wrens singing, more robins singing. There clearly was an influx.
One day had 12 to 15 grackles.
Oh.
Next day, nothing.
Nothing.
It just came through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so.
Onward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Grackles,
and the,
blackbirds, red-winged blackbirds.
One more thing we need to ask is, here we are at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Bears?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, gosh. I think any time, really. It's, but again, it'll kind of depend on the very local, you know, and current weather. But yeah, once the aspen catkins aren't out yet, but the buds have swollen, you know, and bears feed a lot on not just fresh mm-hmm. grasses on things coming in, but also on aspen flowers as they emerge. So I always feel like I want to caution them to, just rest easy yet a little bit longer till there's a little bit more out there to satisfy your appetite, but I'm not in charge, thankfully, so they'll come out when they think it's time. But yeah, I think most any time they can certainly start digging up ant mounds and things already.
I, like you, yeah, talk to the bears and say, don't come out yet.
Spring to me is the season that holds the greatest range of experiences you can have in a single day. One day, I was along the Brule River, and it was at what turned out to have been, at least so far, its peak of volume. And so you can just imagine the energy, mm-hmm. the dynamic sound and kind of fury of the whole thing. It was just spectacularly beautiful. But there's kind of a power and a violence there that you can't help but recognize when you're standing right next to it and being bathed in
all this.
And the rainbows are, it's just an incredibly energized and exciting thing to be able to witness and experience. And that same day, not that much later in the day, I just happened to stop and listen, look around. And it was late afternoon, and there were two chickadees, and they were perched close together in an alder, about head high, and just right near me, within a few feet of me. And they were the essence of the sublime of spring, because they were there, and when I saw them, they had already been there, they didn't just fly in. And for the next 20 minutes, they stayed right where they were. They were bathed in the late afternoon sun. It was perfectly calm. It was very quiet and still. And they worked away at preening and tending to their mm-hmm. feathers for that whole 20 minutes without pause, with great intensity. And I thought, this could only happen, at this time of year. You don't have to rush off to get more seeds and stoke your furnace mm-hmm. for the winter night to come. You don't have babies yet to be tending to. So you've got this luxury of time to just enjoy.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on the current events in our woods and waters. Thanks for helping us understand what to look for during spring's friendly takeover.
You're welcome.